Good evening, everybody. The verse we're going to focus on today is 1 Peter 5 7. The youngsters will say, sounds like 6 7, but not 6 7, but 5 7. All right? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know that our days are not always nice or a nice sunny day all the time. Sometimes it seems like gloomy, dark clouds. Like yesterday, the whole day it was raining and dark, and today it was all shiny. And sometimes it threatens to rain and feels like thunderstorm. But we also know and thank God, after all this, we know the sunshine will always appear again. And sometimes God even bless us with a beautiful rainbow, like what we've seen on the last day of the last evening of the church camp. I chose this hymn because it reminds me of the time when I learned it during my primary school chapel and music class. It reminds me that it's never too young to teach our children about the hymns. I learned this in my primary school, just the chorus, but I remember the whole song eventually when it was sung in church. So there's something wonderful and beautiful in these amazing hymns. And it's even more relatable when during the church camp, Sister Anita shared during her testimony sharing, and wholeheartedly she encouraged us that we can take anything to God in prayer, which again reminded me of what I intend to share tonight, 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And throughout the Bible, God has used snippets of people's life to teach us wonderful lessons, amazing lessons, and lessons God wanted us to learn from and to grow from. And God is still using such daily experiences around us. And God uses even our own and each other's daily life as an example to teach us and to enable us to draw closer to Him. And I remember this particular Slido question asked during church camp. The song Rejoice in the Lord will not be easy to sing when we go through trials and tribulation. How can we continue to cling to God when we undergo this? And this reminds me of a conversation that I recently had with a Christian colleague and friend of mine. He told me this was one of the songs that came to him recently, the same song that we said earlier. How can we have that kind of song when we go through challenges and tribulations? And he sang it in tears during a very dark moment of his life. Well, thankfully to God, he's now in the sunshine after that heavy rain. And it's hard to think about God when we go through difficult moments until the Spirit turns our eyes towards Jesus. And many times we rely on our own knowledge, our own abilities, our own resources when we go through difficulty. And how much more painful it is when we realize that there are times when God little by little, remove the resources away from us so that we have no more choice but to cry out to God Himself, Abba, Father. If I can share a testimony from a close friend of mine, he went through what he described as a tremendous family or husband and wife issue between himself and his wife. And this happened after he was retrenched from his work and he suddenly had to spend more time being at home. And of course, who else would he be with? His wife at home. All right. But to some, it's a wonderful moment to spend more time with his wife. And to some people, they look forward to retrenchment so they can move to another phase of their life. But for some people, they can't take it too well. And some feel deeply let down by the company despite all their amazing decades of contributions. And for many people who get retrenched, they, or rather we, lose a very important area of support, their emotional support in the workplace. They can meet people, they can talk to people, they can chat, they can laugh, they can joke. We talk about issues, talk about challenges. And among men, yes, we do talk about our family too, right? And without that emotional support from fellow friends and colleagues, who else can my friend turn to after retrenchment? Well, naturally, the next person he can turn to was his wife, whom he's now spending so much more time with at home. But as anyone knows, providing emotional support to someone can be extremely draining. And eventually, their relationship started to sour. It began to turn very bad. And he eventually went to a very severe depressive mood from the bad experience of being retrenched. And now, it gradually resulted in a very negative relationship with his wife. Double bad. But thank God, when I met with him recently, he shared about his pain, but also his joy when his relationship with his wife became finally better. It took almost 1 month plus, which he described it felt like many, many months to him. And he himself has gotten better from his terrible depressive state too. And praise God. And I ask him, what's your secret to coming out of your situation? And he shared to me that at his most depressive state, he remembered previously he saw his pastor for help many years back when he went through depression as well. And his pastor has told him to pray back then, to pray right in front of the pastor. So he remembered that. And when he prayed, he was very formal, just like a very typical prayer that we pray in prayer meeting. And after that, the pastor told him, pray again. Be sincere. Tell God what you are going through. How are you feeling? What are your troubles here? And in that office years ago, he remembered he had broken to tears and just cried loud and cried and sobbed before God and his pastor. And he remembered the experience. And in his loneliness, he poured out once again to God, just like before. And he shared to me that he learned a very, very important lesson during that depressive period. He shared with me that while God had blessed him with a very wonderful wife for support, he realized his wife has her own emotional challenges too. Yet to absorb his heavy emotions on top of her own was simply too overwhelming. And he certainly did not have the capacity to support her wife either, since he was in such a frustrated and depressive state. And it was a vicious cycle. And someone needed to break the cycle. And he was forced to turn towards God. He was forced to turn towards Jesus, to his primary emotional support, as he had no one else to turn to. And one early morning, when he was all alone, he shared to me that how God lifted his heart and he just cried to God in tears. And he shared how amazing it is that God made humans to heal from tears. He just cried to God in prayer and frustration. And that God-given cry mechanism made him feel so much better. Instead of anger and sorrow, he felt hope and love from God, just as how Jesus cried to God at the Garden of Gethsemane. And that outpouring in tears before God, whom he knew God was listening, greatly uplifted him. And it was amazing how the tears and that sincere cry to God alone lifted him up. And he shared to me that immediately then, instead of listening to sorrowful songs, he was moved by the Spirit to listen to godly hymns again. And with the help of those godly hymns, once again, he cried to God in contrition, in humility, asking God for forgiveness, for not putting God in the first place in his heart for support, but instead turning to his fellow friends, his fellow folks around him instead. And not that it's wrong or bad to turn to our peers for support. God provided people around us to support us. But when the human support entirely replaces God, that becomes a problem. And he shared that he had the most sincere conversation he ever had with God in his entire life during that dark period. And what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And immediately after he was comforted, his mood changed, he was able to think clearly. And Bible verse started coming back to him. And the first thing he remembered was from Ephesians 5, whom he remembered from the sermons he heard from church. And he realized that the commandments were directed to the wife and to the husband independently. They are not dependent on each other. They are unconditional. Ephesians 5:21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. It does not say, unless the other person submit to us, then we submit. But rather, God has called us individually to submit to one another unconditionally. And Ephesians 5:25, husband, loves your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He realized the call to love his wife was independent of how his wife treated or responded to him. He was called to be unconditionally as a husband. He was called to love her. Ephesians chapter 5, 28 to 29, he remembers, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. And he realized that by being angry and upset with his wife, it was just like cutting and hurting his own body literally. How he treated his wife was how his wife was treating him back. You hurt your own flesh, for sure you'll feel pain, right? So in the same way, when we hurt our spouse, we hurt ourselves too. And with this new understanding, not only did he repent of his actions, he shared with me that his mindset was totally changed during that dark season of depression. He drew even closer to God, and God became his primary emotional support. And he took the lead as a husband, as instructed in the scripture, for the husband is the head of the church, even as Christ is the head of the church. He decided to take the lead to break the vicious cycle. He He told me he became more active in taking the lead towards his wife rather than being passive like before. He took action to support her and he listened to her emotional changes, and her wife was comforted. And immediately he felt better and encouraged. He realized God has called him to be the emotional support to his wife instead. And now, as the head of the family, he understands. He started nightly prayer sessions together with his wife, and he, as a husband, took the lead in saying, "Let us cast our cares upon Jesus, for he cares for us." And personally, after I heard his sharing, I was very uplifted and edified by his sharing, and was also very encouraged. And it was amazing how God used another person's testimony experience to remind us how important, or even myself, how important it is to have God as our primary support in all areas of our life. Again, not that the people around us are not important, but talking to God sincerely and casting our cares upon Him is even more important. Our Heavenly Father greatly desires us to cast our cares to Him. And as I ponder back, it's amazing how God used life examples and testimony of people right beside us to talk to us. It reminds me of the very first question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. What's the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And the danger lies we start to rely on help anywhere else and fully forgotten our God, whether in certain aspects of our life or even for brief moments. God will surely turn us back to Him if we don't. And through this sharing experience, I felt my friend receive an amazing, important transformation and grew spiritually. And through that difficult and dark time, God drew him closer to God Himself and forced him to grow during this dark and sad season. I pray none of us have to go through difficult times to draw close to God, but I am convinced, I am very convinced, if we are God's children and if God is with us, God will certainly draw us back to Him. And I can see how God continually sanctifies us in our lives and to the lives of others around us. And we are encouraged in Philippians, "He who began a good work in us, in you, will bring it to completion." And once again, let us remember to cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for us. 1 Peter 5, 7. Let me close in prayer. Oh God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we can come before your presence. Help us to remember not to neglect the time to spend with you. We thank you, Lord, for all the people that have given to us around us. But we remember these are people that you give to us, not permanently, but as support when in time of need. And Lord, we pray for the church members and people around us who are going through difficult times and difficult moments. Lord, may you remind them to turn their eyes upon you and look into your wonderful face. And that they be reminded that you, God, Lord, Abba, Father, is our support. You care for us, you love us, and you desire us to come close to you, because you alone are what we did, are who we desire, and you alone are who can heal us from our pain and from our sorrow and from our anxieties and all that bogs us down every day. So, Lord, we pray for each and every one of us here. Help us, Lord, to draw close to you always, in whatever state we are, in joy, in sadness, in anxiety, in sorrow, in happiness. Help us remember you, Lord, and give thanks to you and draw close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.